We're not going to change our approach. I think for the up to the middle part of the season or so, we were one of the best teams in the league at starting fast, scoring touchdowns and opening drives. And you know, we've hit a little bit of a cold spell, but get back to just preaching the fundamentals and things like that. You know, we need to tighten some things up. You know, that's kind of been the message this week, is tighten some things up from a fundamental standpoint, from a technique standpoint. And I think if we do that, I think you'll see, you know, more consistent play, which will allow us to go and score touchdowns.
Do you do the Bill Walsh, the 17 scripted plays or something like that to start the game?
We do. We have openers. They're not, you know, 1 through 15, you know, chronologically, but we have a starting point. Hey, these are runs we like. These are passes we like. These are some third down thoughts we like, which, you know, gives me a little bit more freedom to call what I feel, but yet the guys know what's kind of what's coming. So, just it comes down to each game's different. And, again, I give Buffalo a lot of credit. This, you know, this one won't be any easier because very, very good defense coming in here this week.
What do you see from them defensively? I mean, what's their scheme like?
Well, I mean, you know, they're kind of the old Tampa 2, if you will. I mean, obviously Leslie was with those guys, around those guys, played in, I guess, as well. But excellent front four, you know, you got Kevin Williams, you got Jared Allen, Robinson on the other side is really good, very strong, very physical, do a really good job disguising coverages. And then, again, I think one of the most underrated players in the league, it's funny to say this for a 14-year veteran, but Antoine Winfield is still playing at an extremely high level. We have all the respect in the world for him. And so just a really good unit. And, again, they play hard. They play physical. They're fast downhill linebackers. Again, they're going to try to control the line of scrimmage.
Winfield's been known, I guess, over the years as much for his run support and tackling as anything else. I mean, is he still doing that?
It's amazing. It's amazing, Jim. I mean, he's probably still, of all the guys we've played this year, the best supporting defensive back corner in the league. I mean, he will come up and pop you. And so, you know, I think the whole secondary takes their lead from him, and they're a very physical group.
If Danny plays, does he change your game plan?
Does Danny change our game plan?
If Danny plays, does he change the way you call plays?
Not really. I mean, we have tags and things where we move Danny around and stuff like that. But, again, you know, we've had guys step up. Again, I can't say enough about Austin Pettis, the catch he made on fourth down last week. That was unbelievable. I probably have not seen a better catch this year. Again, if Danny plays, that's great. I think, you know, he's moving around pretty good out here, but we'll see. But, no, it doesn't really change your plays. We're certainly going to have him involved if he's up. And if he's not, like the last couple of weeks, we're going to expect the guys to step up and do great things.
What makes Jared Allen so effective?
Got a great first step. He's long. He's relentless. Just plays extremely, extremely hard. Been doing it for a long time. Very smart, very instinctive. You have to, you know, adjust the way you set them sometimes. He gets a good feel for guys if they're only really setting them one way. And again, he's just a relentless pass rusher.
Sam's completion percentage and his yards were pretty low in the NFL. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, obviously, a couple weeks ago we had a bunch of drops. You know, he's obviously liked to have a few throws back during the course of last game. Last game was probably a game where, you know, he missed more or got a minus grade for some of his throws last week. That normally doesn't happen. But again, you can't really put your finger on just one thing. We talk to him all the time about getting in streaks. You know, you want to throw 4, 5, 6, 7 completions in a row. You keep emphasizing that. This will be a game against this defense. They play a lot of zone coverage where guys have to be in the right spot, and it's kind of a trust factor where he's going to throw it to a spot and the guys have to be there. But you know, again, bottom line is he's got to move us down the field and score points. There's a lot of ways to do that, running the ball, throwing the ball, things like that. But it's certainly not his arm talent. It's just, you know, there's been some missed opportunities.
I asked Steven him yesterday why the scoring was such a struggle for the offense, and he pointed to third down conversions. Of course, those have not been very good for y'all this year, but is that the reason?
Whenever you don't convert third downs, you're going to have limited opportunities in the game. I think we had 12 plays or something yesterday going into the second quarter. That was it, because we weren't able to convert third downs. In the second half, we rebounded. I think we were over 55% or 60% in the second half. That's a big part of offensive football, is your ability to convert third downs and stay on the field.
Steven's closing in on a couple milestones at 10,000 yards and also 1,000 yards this season. Just what's it been like working with him?
Unbelievable. You know, I've been very fortunate, Jim. I've been around some great pros, Thomas Jones, LaDainian Tomlinson, and this guy ranks right up there with him in terms of just work ethic, attitude, professionalism. It's been a pleasure to be around him and coach him. And, again, he's still playing at such a high level.